Welcome to the Author Show, where we always present new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between, you name it, and you will find it here. To watch the TV version of the show, visit authorswebtv.com. That's authorswebtv.com. And now, let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming to the program author Hilda Roush, and Hilda is the author of Women Create. Hilda's an author, an educator, and an inspirational speaker, and she's passionate about all things female and creative and loves to share her experiences with everyone who wishes to rev up their creative spirit. Hilda conducts high-energy seminars on women, creativity, and leadership. She also teaches creative process at the University of Texas at Dallas. In fact, she was asked to develop the course as a result of her research for Women Create. Working in Dallas for more than 25 years, Hilda maintained an independent practice counseling women, couples, and families. She was also the director of education at the Lamplighter School, an innovative independent school for young children. Additionally, Dr. Roush has taught psychology, women's studies, and human development courses at Texas A&M University at Commerce, the University of Texas at Arlington, Richland College, and Brookhaven College. Hilda, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, tell us just a little bit about this book, if you would, please.
This book is an inspiring and an inspirational book. It's all about all the women that I know, all of the women that I researched. It takes what we know about women and it puts it into a context where we know how to use it, to enjoy it, and to ultimately preside over our own lives. There are voices of women everywhere in my book. Quotes, stories, icons, which are one of my favorite parts, which was about women who were never born but always lived. Women like Pandora, who was really the first investigative reporter. Medusa, who was the first woman to say, "I'm having a bad hair day." So it's about women using their creativity in the ways that we go about living our lives.
Well, I know what I think they are, but could you please tell me what you think a wild woman might be?
A wild woman is somebody who responds to the siren call of her feminine creative. She's the woman who stretches the limits. She uses her creativity. She dares to reach out and get what she wants.
Now, you share a lot of stories and quotes from all kinds of women. Do you have any favorites?
I have tons of favorites. It's like Edith Sitwell, who is a English poet, she said, "I am not eccentric. It's just that I am more alive than most people. I'm an unpopular electric eel in a pond of goldfish." I think she captures that piece about creativity where it's exciting. It's exciting. It's energizing. Part of being a creative person is being a curious person, you know, going and exploring and looking and finding out what it is that is different. And so Dorothy Parker, one of my favorite poets and authors, said, "The cure for boredom is curiosity. There is no cure for curiosity." And I believe that there's hardly a cure for creativity if you're aware that you have it.
Now, is this a book that's just strictly for women?
Absolutely not. I think men would totally enjoy this book. If they have a heart in their body, if they have a brain in their head, they will want to read this book because they'll know more about their mothers, their sisters, their aunts, their wives, their daughters, and et cetera. It's a very informative book, and it's an easy, easy read. You can pick it up and read one page, and you'll know something you didn't know before.
So, who are your favorite authors?
My favorite authors are, I tend to love mysteries, and so right now it's like Carolyn Graham, who was the originator of the Midsummer Murder Mysteries, Elizabeth George, P.D. James. I also just absolutely adore J.R.R. Tolkien and J.K. Rowling. I think they were just fabulously creative people. When I look at professionally and who inspired me, it was Jean Baker Miller. She wrote a book called Toward a New Psychology of Women, and that just changed my whole thinking about women and how we use our strengths and how we need to speak from our own experiences and use our own voices.
So what's the purpose here? I mean, what are you hoping to achieve with this particular book?
I want people to be inspired to know and to use their creativity, because my belief is we're all creative. And often when I tell people that I'm writing about creativity or I speak about creativity, they go, "Oh, I'm not creative at all." And I know that they are. It's a part of humanity. It's a part of the animation in our human spirit. I also believe men and women do it differently because of physiological and social cultural differences. But I want people to be inspired, to go, oh my God, I did not know that. That is so fabulous. Yes, of course I'm creative, because people really do confuse creativity with artistic talent, and artistic talent is just a talent. But creativity is a part of our humanity. It's in our soul, it's in our brain, it's in our heart.
So, I mean, how do you define creativity?
Well, that's the really interesting thing, Don, is that each of us has our own understanding of creativity, because it's not a one-size-fits-all. There's no definitive static definition. That would be so stifling and so uncreative. And so each person has their own understanding of it, and that's how they gain the vibrancy and the innovation that comes from creativity, is understanding it in your own sense. You know, so I always invite people to ask yourself, what does creativity mean to me? How do I use my creativity? You know, and then gather up your own sense of creativity.
Now, I know what I think creativity might be, and when I look at young people today, I think, in my opinion, you know, I'm 54 years old, my impression is that creativity goes as far as the little text keyboard on the end of their thumb. But you've taught creative process to college students. So what are your impressions of today's generation of creative thinkers?
They are just fabulous. I teach this class every year, and I am blown away by my students every year. They come up with things that I would never have thought of. They have an abandon and a fear, they're fearless, let me say it this way, about being creative and about taking risks. And they do something that I really appreciate, is that they're willing to talk and share, and they want to know what everybody's doing. There's no texting in my classroom, but there's lots of cross-chatter and cross-talking. And so they learn not just what I have to tell them, but they also learn what the other people in the class are thinking. So I love that connectedness that they need. And in my class, we just thrust through on aspects of creativity, and there's no texting.
Okay, so, I mean, I've never taken a class in creative process. I have no idea. How do you, or can you, teach someone who believes they're not creative to demonstrate creativity?
But part of what I always say, my book is not a how-to book. My class is not a how-to class. And what we do is to explore their sense of creativity. I talk about it. They talk about it with each other, where they develop their own sense of creativity, which really does unfold throughout the whole semester. Then we look at their personal framework, you know, how they like to interact, how they like to learn, you know, what generation they come from, because you talked about that's an important piece, what gender they were. You know, so we look at all those different pieces of who they are. They pull that together. And then in the second half of the semester, we look at the places where we all use our creativity, which is in connecting with people, in learning, in leading, achieving, and then ultimately presiding over our own lives. So it's a very hands-on, interactive class with lots of conversation, lots of activities. So I don't stand up there and talk for 3 hours. And the piece that where I see their creativity really come out is the semester-long project, instead of being a research project, which would suck, is that they create a biography of someone that they want to spend a semester with. And use that. I use all the information, and so I get the hysterical things. I had the Dr. Shepherd from Lost. One of my students turned in his semester project, and it was on an articulated skeleton that he had made with all of the information on that.
How long did it take you to write this book?
It took me 4 years, but I had to take out a year because I drifted away from that so I could create that class. So three really hard-working years.
All right, so was there an event that occurred that caused you to decide, I'm going to sit down and spend the next 4 years writing a book?
I was a family therapist for almost 20 years, and I was at Lamplighter for almost 20 years, and I had an epiphany that if I keep doing this, I will keep doing this. And I, all of a sudden, and when that door opens, you step through it, and it was like, I need to do something else. I need to challenge my brain, do something different, and I stopped doing both of those things, and it took me about 3 or 4 months to go, what do you like? What do you like? And it was like, I like to write. I like to talk. I loved all the women in my classes when I taught. I enjoyed all of that, and creativity just seemed to pull all of those things together, and that's how it happened.
Now, what did you gain personally from writing this book?
So many friends, such an understanding about how exciting it is for people to get creativity, because sometimes people think it's just really kind of a strange thing, or it's an esoteric thing, or they're afraid of it. And what I've understood is that when I talk about it, people get excited about it. And when I watch their face light up, and when they go, oh, my God, I am creative, that gives me enormous pleasure.
Last year, over 1 million new ISBNs were issued, and of that number, the approximate number is 800,000. Self-published titles came out last year. So a lot of people do think they're creative, and a lot of people are writing books. So in your opinion, if you had to make a guess, why is it, do you think, that so many people feel the need to write a book and take it out there and try to get it published?
You know, I think it's an expression of creativity. I think people want to tell their story. People understand that they know something that's interesting to them, and they want to share that joy, that interest with other people. And I really think the computer in all of the technology has really helped people be able to do that. You know, not have to sit and write it by hand, but to be able to cut paste, to do all that other wonderful stuff that you can do. So I think technology has helped, and that people really do have wonderful things to say to the world.
Now, what is the reader going to get from reading this book?
The reader's going to get inspired. They're going to have some energy. They're going to view themselves and their talents and their strengths in some wonderfully enhanced ways. I saw a woman that bought one of my books 2 years ago when it first came out, and I saw her just like last week, and she said, you know, I keep your book by my bedside, and whenever I need to be inspired, I open it up and I read it and I feel better. And that's what people will get. They'll have energy, and they'll have inspiration, and they'll feel like they can go tackle anything.
In your opinion, who should buy this book?
Everybody. But I think it's a book that's really, truly geared for women anywhere between 25 and 105. It's a woman's book, but men will totally enjoy it.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this book?
You can get this book from my website, which is hildaroosh.com. You can get it at Amazon, and it's in small specialty stores, but if you check my website, you'll see where those are. And Barnes & Noble, some Barnes & Nobles and some Amazon, Borders carry it as well. So it's out there.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Yes, it's H-I-L-D-A, Hilda Roosh, R-U-C-H.
Well, this has been very enlightening. Our guest today has been Hilda Roosh, and Hilda is the author of Women Create. Hilda, thanks very much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com. Fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. And if you're an author, don't forget to visit Book Marketing, the author's marketing powerhouse, at www.theauthorsmarketingpowerhouse.com. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thank you for listening to The Author Show. To contact us about the show, call toll-free 1-877-955-8800. That's 1-877-955-8800. Or visit wnbnetworkwest.com. Tune in next time for another great author on The Author Show.